When Minnesota's government shut down for nearly the first 3 weeks of July, its state parks closed too. But instead of skipping their vacations, it seems many Minnesota residents simply crossed the border into Wisconsin. During the first week of July, nearly 3,000 campsites in Wisconsin state parks were occupied by Minnesota residents. Last year, it was just over 1,200. Parks in western Wisconsin saw the biggest spikes in visitors. Willow River State Park near Hudson sold almost 1,500 day passes to non-residents in the first 2 weeks of July, up from about 1,100 last year. And Perot State Park near La Crosse more than doubled the amount it sold, from about 80 to more than 200. Jim Thompson is the property supervisor at Perot State Park. He says Minnesota visitors were just happy to have a place to recreate.
What I saw is a lot of smiling faces from people from Minnesota that had said, yeah, we've known about your facility, we just have never come over here, and we're glad we did.
Landon Williams tracks the budget and other data for the Wisconsin DNR.
It's increasing the user base to Wisconsin State Parks, so we're talking, you know, many thousands of dollars.
The money from admission stickers and other fees makes up 70% of state parks' annual operating budgets. Last year, that revenue was almost $15 million. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.